We are sitting here with Andrew from Comeback Kid.
What up, what up?
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Yeah, very well. What about you? When did you arrive?
We got here this morning. It was a bumpy ride. We drove through the night. I've already gone to the river because this is Punk Rock Holiday. We're at live from Punk Rock Holiday in Sylvania. And we went in the river, and then I came back to this bold brothel to do this interview with you.
Okay. So you, as I can see on this cup, you've played here before,
two years ago.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to need to steal a bunch of these cups so I can bring them home. These cups kind of say all the bands, Bad Religion, Foggy Molly, Comeback Kid, Flatliners, Get Dead.
So if we need it, you can take it.
Well, I think there's a bunch around.
Okay. So we never know whom we can interview here at this place because bands change and stuff like this. And the bands do a lot of interviews. And so we do it another kind of style.
I can get.
Yes. But we don't like interviews like what about your last album and so we prepared some cards for you.
Let's go.
And on the card there are beginnings of sentences, mm-hmm. and we would like you to read the beginning, the sentence, okay. and finish. And okay. you do as much as you like. You can skip.
You tell me. I don't want to overstay my welcome here.
It's your game. So I guess the band who were the most fast band with this were Yaya the Cut.
Yeah.
Last year.
How much time do I have?
Maybe.
As much as you want.
As much as you want, but they...
So I got to go... The goal is to go fast.
Yes. Don't think too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to say the thing that's on the car?
Yeah. Don't think too much. And just...
I'll just do a practice, right?
Yeah. Do it.
For me, Punk Rock Holiday is swimming.
Okay. You... Yeah.
My current self advises my 10 years... later self to not be a drunk. I believe in myself. On tour, I love most drinking.
Okay.
I hope my kids will not exist.
Oh. Do you have some?
No.
No, okay.
When I'm back home, I smoke weed and watch TV. If I had time machines, I would travel to the future.
Where?
To the future.
Yes,
the future.
But which year?
I would just like kind of see where we were all at. I don't know, just see what's going on. Check out the scene. I came into punk because of my older brother and Propagandhi. The Ramones. I play in my cover band, The Six Pistols, in Toronto, The Six. I'm still looking for the answer to the question.
Where's my bike?
Where's my bike? I got my bike stolen. I had help from a boy here.
Oh, today?
No. Last week.
Oh, okay.
In Toronto. Fuck. Assholes. When I take a bath, I listen to nothing. I haven't had a bath in a long time. If I could be a kid again, I would. Fuck, who knows? I don't think about the past. Okay. At my funeral, they will listen to World Waits by Jeremy Enoch, the guy from, what was Jeremy Enoch? Was it Elliot? Or was it?
Probably.
No. Hold on, I gotta look this shit up. My brain doesn't work right now. Jeremy Enoch.
Oh, no, it's...
you know what I'm talking about.
Sunny Day Real Estate.
Exactly. Jeremy Enoch, yeah, that's Sunny Day Real Estate. It's a beautiful song, World Waits by Jeremy Enoch.
Okay, would you like to sing it?
World won't wait forever, never take your turn. Something like
that. Cool. If you like to play it on a guitar, we got a guitar.
Yeah, right. Feminism is legit. On tour... I stay forever. A free mind is a free life. Acoustic punk, steampunk, fedoras, feathers, Chuck Coles, twirly mustaches. Doing sports? Is that it?
Yeah.
Doing sports. Viagra Boys, sports. Punk rock is gay. The worst thing that ever happened at a show was someone dying, I guess.
On the show you've played?
Never, not my show. No. At a show, it says.
Okay.
The weirdest thing a fan did was stalk me, and like, we call it like someone being like a punisher when they're like kind of just annoying you. But if like the worst kind of punisher is a terminator, like you think you got away from them, but then they're like coming around the corner and fucking just attacking you and getting away from a fan. The name of my first band was Wedged.
Wedged.
Wedged. Winnipeg punk rock pop punk and XPX influenced.
Okay.
My first car was an 86 Buick Skylark. What?
Christian too.
A bit Christian at the time too. Yeah, I grew up like that. Not anymore though.
So you were a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just came from like a, you know, religious family and shit like that. So.
Okay.
So I didn't look at that one. Don't worry. But yeah, that was a, so well, I started playing music as a youngster, like 13, 14. Mm-hmm. So obviously, so then I'd have my little, you know, the MXPXs and the Tooth and Nails and stuff that would be like an influence for me growing up. And so that would be like, so my first few bands kind of had like a little bit of that. There was some straight edge bands, and then there was some on the religious side until I was like 20 years old or something.
But you broke that shit with that Christian community?
Oh, yeah.
And also with your family?
Not with my family, but I came out of that. But like, there was a whole like, I mean, I don't know if you know, if you're, it was more of a thing in like North America, but it was a fucked up thing. But
I know about that.
Yeah. But I still have a soft spot for all those like old Tooth and Nail bands. Juliana Theory's back right now. They're touring right now. I used to love Strong Arm and fucking MXPX and shit like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So is that enough? For these cards?
Yeah, sure.
Is that the whole interview?
If it's okay.
Yeah, that's the whole interview. I said it before. We are silly, lazy guys.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.